AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Why did a 21-year-old airman have access to highly classified documents? That's the question being asked about the suspect accused of leaking Pentagon material in an online chat room. CBS's Willie James Inman from the White House.
Before he left Ireland, the president told reporters that he expects the investigation to wrap up quickly.
I don't think it's going to take very long.
President Biden wants the Pentagon to find out how it happened.
I've instructed the department to make sure that they get to the root of why he had access in the first place, number one, and number two, to focus extensively on the extent to which it all occurred.
The leak of classified documents apparently went undetected for months.
The Supreme Court prepares to hear a challenge to a popular abortion drug. KCBS-TV's Jeff Nguyen on abortion rights protests in Los Angeles.
LA Mayor Karen Bass introduced Vice President Kamala Harris to a crowd of about 200 during a rally, similar to those taking place at major cities across the country on Saturday.
You can gauge the strength of a democracy based on the strength of women in that democracy.
The CDC says suicide has become a serious concern in the U.S. Numbers for 2021 show it's the 11th highest cause of death. Mitchell Prinstein is with the American Psychological Association.
Research clearly says that talking about suicide doesn't make someone more likely to consider it or engage in suicidal thoughts, but rather it's usually a relief that someone has created a safe space for someone to be able to express how they're feeling.
A train derails in rural Maine, injuring three railroad workers. KGME-TV's Owen Kingsley says there's no threat to the public.
Lumber cars and three locomotives derailed due to a track washout. The train caught fire, and the company says that it only involves the locomotives and lumber cars and not the hazardous materials that were also being carried on the train.
A scary situation in Japan when someone threw an explosive device at the prime minister. Correspondent Ramey Innocencio.
A peaceful political rally descended into chaos in western Japan. The prime minister escaped unharmed, even apologizing for causing concern, then encouraged people to vote in coming elections.
Former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated 9 months ago. To Dubai, where officials say a fire has swept through a five-story apartment building. At least 16 people have been killed, 9 others injured. It happened in the Al Ras neighborhood, a tightly knit warren of streets and alleys, home to Dubai's oldest neighborhood. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
What do you mean he went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Girls toward each other to snowplow, honey. Not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Only 1 week left to file your taxes. But don't worry, Jackson Hewitt is racking up the assists. We guarantee your biggest tax refund and guarantee the accuracy of your return for life. So make a fast break to Jackson Hewitt. Our tax pros will get you filed or get you an extension before the deadline. Beat the clock and the crowds. Come in and file today. When every dollar matters, it matters who does your taxes.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Cloudy overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 45. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 48. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Double dip of the Earthlings on Mags Inc. Radio. I love that part of the song, Jimmy K. Every time that comes out, I play it on the radio. I'm always like doing a little conga, you know, just conga-ing away.
I love the Earthlings. And, you know, being live at the Wisco, the Earthlings have played this venue so many times. Fantastic band. Hey, everybody, welcome to Mags Inc. Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Terry's here.
Hello! Everybody.
Rockers is getting the stage set up.
Hello, everybody.
It's,
that was my rocker imitation, sorry.
That was a great imitation, absolutely.
It wasn't very good, but whatever.
Bob Blasica, 27 years of Maximum Inc. We're celebrating that tonight. Come on down to the Wisco. There's a fantastic show starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Iron Plow, Carbellion is coming to Madison. They have a brand new album out. They've been signed to Eclipse Record Artist. It's going to be a great show. Plus, Carbellion hasn't played Madison for years.
Yeah. So
super excited about that. And, of course, Wizard Hammer to close out the night. JP is still sitting at the table with us.
Right here.
Bass player for Wizard Hammer. Hey, real quick, I want to say thanks to our sponsors here at Mags Inc. Radio, because without our sponsors, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. And so, but from the bottom of my cockles, thank you so much to Ignite Glass and Gifts, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen out in Sun Prairie, Forward Craft and Coffee, and Weikert Realtors Lake Point, also the Aaron Weber Group here in Madison, and the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, and they happen to be the sponsor of Bar Notes.
And with that, so happy.
With Bar Notes right now, here's Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. Am I ready for my Bar Notes, or we're just teasing that Bar Notes is coming up, right?
Let's do it right now.
Oh, you want me to do it right now? Okay, hold on.
Can you chill a minute there? She says. You know, often when we're in the studio together, Terry, I'm like, all right, we got to kill like 3 minutes.
I know, and you always go, "Can we do it?" And I say,
and then you know, we need actually five to actually complete the
discussion we're having,
right?
Because
right.
We often get. Yeah, we can.
So we could kill a minute here.
Right.
And I do have my Bar Notes now.
See, it all worked out.
I know. So, Rob, here we go with the Bar Notes. Okay, so hey, everyone. Yep, here I am with your Bar Notes. I have three quick notes. We try to do it three quick notes every week to highlight some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, so note number one. This focuses on two live music venues in southern Wisconsin. One is up for an award, and the other is closing. I hate to say it. Okay, but we're going to start with the good news. The Crystal Grand Music Theater in Lake Delton, just outside of Wisconsin Dells, is nominated as a Theater of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. How about that? Okay, but get this list. Crystal Grand stands against, but, you know, they made it through the nomination process, but they are still up against theaters out of Omaha, Nebraska, Salina, Kansas, Jacksonville, Florida, and the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville. Woo! But as the entertainment booker for Crystal Grand, Michael Alexander tells me, you know, we have an incredible staff, patrons who spend their hard-earned money supporting our shows. It's just so cool to be thought about and nominated, and they've made it to that final nomination process. And Michael, we agree here at Mags Inc. Radio. Congratulations, and we will find out who is the winner during the ACM Awards coming up on May 11th. Meantime, oh, this is a hard one, I think, for all of us. A large, but I always considered it kind of cozy, spot, which has held thousands of events the last 17 years. It is now set to close its doors at the end of April. We're talking about the Brink Lounge. It's a favorite stage for so many, including when I was lucky enough to attend Ladies Rock Camp. Our end of camp show was hosted there. Now, the Brink, you'll probably think of this when I describe this, where they're located, part of the High Noon Saloon Brass Ring Complex right along East Washington Avenue in Madison. But the Brink owner-operator, Kurt Brink, says those spots are not going to be impacted. So High Noon and Brass Ring, they will continue to operate and be open. Brink says, though, he is hopeful to reopen the lounge space sometime in the future. He says road construction and a lack of staff. How often have we heard that? A lack of staff is what is pushing him to make the decision. He says he also has had people come up to him and say, do you want us to run it for you? Can we jump in and help you? What can we do? So we'll see what happens with that. All right, note two, a reminder about an event. Oh, this one's really shaping up to be a huge tribute to the life of well-known, well-loved musician Kenny Gonzo Keith. We mentioned this last week, and we want to remind you it's happening at the Eastside Club in Madison on Sunday, April 23rd. 2 in the afternoon until 9 at night, organizers calling it a musical celebration of Gonzo. Bands like Playground of Sound, John Vecino Band, Vinyl Thunder, and so many more, all set to play this extrava Gonzo, if I may. I know. Kenny Gonzo Keith passed away December 24th last year, remembered as an Eastside Madison treasure, running a restaurant, playing in so many different bands, including Just Chillin', three-man acoustic band. Again, reminder for you, Extrava Gonzo at the Eastside Club in Madison, Saturday, April 23rd, starting at 2. All right, final note for this week. It's the Violent Femmes. Can you believe 40 years ago this week, the band's self-titled debut album was released? And in case you're wondering why we're talking about them, they're a Milwaukee-based group. 40 years, though. Ouch. 40 years.
I know. It's been a while, you know.
Man, I feel old here.
I saw them perform at the barn on UW campus with the dirt floor. An observatory driver, wherever it was.
That had to be amazing.
This is back in maybe... something where
I'm jealous.
It was young, but it was cool.
I was going to ask everybody if you remember when you first heard their music and Jimmy K. That's a great story. Yeah. I was really lucky at the time. I was the music director at my college radio station, WRST, on the UW Oshkosh campus. The minute we received the Violent Femmes album, oh, yeah, we put that on. We played it from beginning to end on air. I had never heard anything like it, and I still consider it one of my favorites today. Now, the thing about that very first album, it went on to be the bestseller of the 10 studio albums they've had. It has been certified platinum, and they have a special 40th anniversary one coming out soon, an album. Looking forward to that. And we've also talked to the original drummer for the band, Vic De La Renzo. We did that for Max Inc. Radio when he formed his newest project, The Drums and Cello.
Yeah.
And isn't it fun to know the Violent Femmes, they are from Wisconsin. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barn. Thanks for supporting the artist playing all the notes at the bars and venues, hosting live music all across Wisconsin.
Thank you, Terry.
Appreciate that.
All right. Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We're live at the Wisco. Come down and join us. Have some drinks. Live music starts at 9 o'clock. Rob, we'll send it back to you, I believe, for some Violent Femmes.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Why can't I get just one kiss? Why can't I get just one kiss? Give me some things I wouldn't miss. But I look at your pants and I need a kiss. Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Believe me, I know what to do, but something won't let me make love to you. Why can't I get just one? Why can't I get just one? I guess it's got something to do with luck, but I waited my whole life for just one thing. Mama, mama, mom, have you kept your eye on your son? I know you've had problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left, he left you on the run. So, mama, mom, take a look now, look what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. He went downtown and he got all my guns. Don't shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot that thing at me. Down kitchen at the top of the stairs. can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke, grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words to memorize, words hypnotize, words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail the magic prize. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. Come on, my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. In your bedroom, ounce for ounce. And oh, my mother. I would love to love you, love. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. Go here in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. I've given you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. Just as about ready to cut it up. And wait a minute, honey, I'm gonna add it up.
About us on MySpace, like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I gotta get to 50 seconds.
Civil Engineers. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. A young airman faces years in prison for allegedly leaking Pentagon documents in a chat room. CBS's Willie James Inman is at the White House.
21-year-old Jack Teixeira was arrested on Thursday in Massachusetts in a dramatic scene outside his mother's home. He is now being charged with Espionage Act violations.
President Biden says he wants to know why the suspect had access to highly classified material. Vice President Harris joins abortion rights demonstrators in Los Angeles.
When you attack the rights of women in America, you are attacking America.
The Supreme Court hears arguments against an abortion drug this coming week. A freight train derails in rural Maine. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Three CPKC locomotives and six cars came off the rails, sparking a fire. The company says no hazardous materials were involved and no threat to the public.
Three railroad workers were hurt. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take a look beneath your skin, far beyond your blood and bones and cells. Is there anybody there within? Have you ever wondered what's behind the scenes? I am the savior to my devil. I am the dark stuffed to the brim with light. I am the nothing that contains all my somethings. A survivor of the war I started. And awaken when I'm ready to soar. 'Cause the fire department's on fire.
Dana Perry on Max Inc. Radio. Lots of local stuff going on tonight, and it's all happening down at the Wisco at the Max Inc. Radio Celebration for 27 years. We'll be talking to Jimmy Kay in just a little bit. And our sponsors are what make it all happen, bringing you the local stuff right here in Madison. Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, Monona, O'Donnell, Willie Street, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned, tavern, brewery, outdoor seating. Yeah, that'd be great for tonight. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com.
Rock and make your body drop.
To my fantasy. Sometimes I'm not afraid to fall and call it like I see. What you do to me, my reality is wrong, so wrong. I just wanna see you in my denim dreams, cause I wanna see the green. But why? Obsession that I need. Sometimes I'm not afraid to try superficiality. What you do to me, my reality is wrong, so wrong. I just wanna see you in my denim dreams, cause I wanna see you bleed. But why? Ooh.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Super special stuff now. We're going to play some People Brothers band. Why? In the 8 o'clock hour, we've got brand new stuff from them. Never heard anywhere else. Why? Because we're Max Inc. Radio. We do that. We get connected to those things.
Together, let's rendezvous.
Love Electric now. New things in the 8 o'clock hour. Right here on Max Inc. Radio. People Brothers Band, which you can't see right now, is Terry, Jimmy, Kay, Rocker, E-Dub. They're all down right now singing along. The hands going E-Dub, back and forth. Yeah.
E-Dub left. I don't know what happened to E-Dub. Aliens took E-Dub. The Bombastica aliens took E-Dub.
Oh. Maybe he's coming here. I don't know. I'll check for him. Maybe he's in the lobby.
How you doing, Rob? Thank you so much for doing what you do down there. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, live at the Wisco for Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Ink Rocker. Happy anniversary, brother.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's been a long time. We started the magazine in 1996. But of course, we had to stop the print during the lockdown. But we've moved it all to radio. So Max Inc. is still alive and kicking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And tonight we're celebrating the 27-year anniversary down here at the Wisco with my band Iron Plow, then Carbellion, and then Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. That's all going to start at 9:30, the bands, Jimmy.
9:30. Yeah, do it.
Rocker.
Yes.
27 years.
Yes.
Here you are.
Yes.
Did you ever think we'd be standing here talking about this 27 years after it started?
For sure. Oh. I never thought it would end. So, I mean, yeah.
He had a premonition, you know? He had a premonition there's going to be this guy named Jimmy Q. And it ended up being Jimmy K, but that's all right. And then there was going to be Bar Ingersoll's or something like that. I don't know.
Many amazing people that have joined you guys along the way, and we are so grateful for all of them. But I just still find it amazing. It started as a music magazine, free on the streets across Wisconsin, and now here we are. We're a radio show across Wisconsin.
Listening to it on our phone.
Well, wherever you can.
So, you know, print was something that was, you know, I mean, we were all getting, you know, delivering it everywhere across the whole state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
And, you know, moving to radio has been a breath of fresh air, I think.
Good.
And we can still reach people, and now people can listen to music instead of only just read about it.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of stuff to read about at MaximumINK.com. And then also, you know, you're able to hear all of our podcasts and stuff on our podcast page at civicmedia.us. So we were just there the other day uploading a whole bunch of back double players.
Right now, so many good bands. So many good bands featured on that.
I was just perusing through the archive page at civicmedia.us, the Max Inc. radio page, and it was fantastic. I mean, you get to kind of walk back in the time and see and hear the people have visited Max Inc. Radio Studios in the past couple of years.
And there's really only like the last couple of months up there, but we'll just keep adding and keep adding. So keep going back there. Go to the Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us, and we'll keep adding there.
You know, I'm sorry, Jimmy K. I was checking out the archives on the Maximum Inc. music magazine page. You might want to just...
Yes.
I know, I can't help it. There's like 2,000 hits still on all of those old stories.
Oh, they're still all there.
I'd love to see it and read it and just kind of check in. What is that website, just in case people want to see those archives?
Well, you know what? If you really want to see the archives, Terry, I'll give you a little secret.
Okay, tell.
At Weikert Realty, Lake Point, over on Atwood Avenue, right? I have a room. And I have all the Maximum Ink artwork up there. I have all of the years of Maximum Ink, all the issues there to read. If you go into Weikert and you say, I want to see the Maximum Ink display, you can go check out all the magazines. They're there for people to read.
I need you to do a 360 video, sitting in your chair, just going around and around and showing us what you got.
It's the museum.
Oh, it's a lot of stuff.
We are live at the Wisco here in Madison for Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc. Hey, Rob Roberts, you're at the studio, brother. We really appreciate you taking the role, man.
Happy to be here, man. Happy to be here.
Do you want a beer? You want a rum and coke or what?
Yeah, someone on over.
All right, we'll do that.
Summer means to these folks. Like gave her a wild rose, gathered up.
Kane. Get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Blacker Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to a very special episode. Live stuff happening at the Wisco. It's Boombastica live with.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates
WFHR
Radio Show.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting and